The only thing she could have done to be more overboard was put on a chicken costume and body. I'm convinced if she'd thought of it, she would have done it. But hey, I was over it. It was just Julie being Julie, right? But all of a sudden, there I'm a year later holding a carton of homegrown eggs. And I'm having a hard time not getting annoyed all over again about her stupid blue ribbon project when my mother leans out from the hallway and says, "Who was that, honey? What have you got there, X?" I could tell by the look on her face that she was hot to scramble. "Yeah," I said, and handed them to her. "But I'm having cereal." She opened the carton, then closed it with a smile. "How nice," she said. "Who brought them over?" "Julie. She grew them." "Grew them?" "Well, her chickens did." Oh, her smile started falling as she opened the carton again. "Is that so? I didn't know she had chickens. Remember? You and Dad spent an hour watching them hatch at last year's science fair. Well, how do we know there's not chicks inside these eggs?" I shrugged. "Like I said, I'm having cereal." We all had cereal, but what we talked about were eggs. My dad thought they'd be just fine. He had farm fresh eggs when he was a kid and said they were delicious. My mother, though, couldn't get past the idea that she might be cracking open a dead chick, and pretty soon, discussion turned to the role of the rooster. Something me and my genius could have done without. Finally, Lynetta said, "If they had a rooster, don't you think we'd know? Don't you think the whole neighborhood would know?" We all said, "Good point." But then my mom pipes up with, "Maybe they got it, the Udeld. You know, like they debark dogs." "The Udeld rooster," my dad says, like it's the most ridiculous thing he's ever heard. Then he looks at my mom and realizes that he'd be way better off going along with her the Udeld idea than making fun of her. He says, "I've never heard of such a thing, but maybe so." Lynetta shrugs and says to my mom, "So just ask them, why don't you? Call up Mrs. Baker and ask her." Oh, my mom says, "Well, I'd hate to call her eggs into question. It doesn't seem very polite now, does it?" "Just ask Matt or Mike," I say to Lynetta. She squirts at me and hisses, "Shut up." "What? What do I do now? Haven't you noticed I haven't been going down there, you idiot?" "Lynetta," my mom says, like this is the first time she's heard my sister talk to me or something. "Well, it's true. How can he not have noticed? I was going to ask you about that, honey. Did something happen?" Lynetta stands up and shoves her chair in. "Like you care," she snaps and charges down to her room. "Oh boy," my dad says. Mom says, "Excuse me," and follows Lynetta down the hall. When my mother's gone, my dad says, "So, son, why don't you just ask Julie?" "Dad, it's just a little question, Bryce. No harm, no foul." "But it'll get me a half hour answer. He studies me for a minute, then says, No boy should be this afraid of a girl. I'm not afraid of her. I think you are, Dad. Seriously, son, I want you to get us an answer. Conquer your fear and get us an answer. To whether or not they have a rooster. That's right. He gets up and clears his cereal bowl, saying, I've got to get to work and you've got to get to school. I'll expect a report tonight. Great, just great. The day was doomed before it had started. But then, at school, when I told Garrett about what had happened, he just shrugged and said, Well, she lives right across the street from you, right? Yeah, so, just go look over the fence. You mean spy? Sure, but how can I tell if one of them's a rooster or not? Roosters are, I don't know, bigger, and they have more feathers. Feathers? Like, I've got to go and count feathers? No, stupid. My mom says that the male's always brighter. Then he laughs and says, Although in your case, I'm not so sure. Thanks, you are giving me big time help here, buddy. I really appreciate it. Look, a rooster's going to be bigger and have brighter feathers, you know, those long ones in the back. They're redder or blacker or whatever. And don't roosters have some rubbery red stuff growing off the top of their head and some off their neck too? Yeah, the rooster's got all sorts of rubbery red stuff all around its face. So, you're saying I'm supposed to look over the fence for big feathers and rubbery red stuff? Well, come to think of it, chickens have that rubbery red stuff too, just not as much of it. I rolled my eyes at him and was about to say, Forget it, I'll just ask Julie, but then he says, I'll come with you if you want. Seriously? Yeah, dude, seriously. And that, my friend, is how I wound up spying over the baker's back fence with Garrett Anderson at 3:30 that afternoon. Not my choice of covert operations, but a necessary one in order to report back to my dad the night at dinner. We got there fast too. The bell rang and we basically charged it off campus because I figured if we got to the baker's quick enough, we could look and leave before Julie was anywhere near her house. We didn't even drop off our backpacks. We went straight down the alley and started spying. It's not really necessary to look over the baker's fence. You can see almost as well looking through it. The Garrett kept sticking his head up, so I figured I should too. Although, in the back of my mind, I was aware that Garrett didn't have to live in this neighborhood. I did. The backyard was a mess. Big surprise. The bushes were out of control. There was some kind of hodgepodge, wood and wire coop off to one side, and the yard wasn't grass. It was highly fertilized dirt. Garrett was the first to notice her dog sat out on the patio between two sorry-looking folding chairs. He points at him and says, You think he's going to give us trouble? We're not going to be here long enough to get in trouble. Where are those stupid chickens? Probably in the coop, he says, then picks up a rock and throws it at the mess of plywood and chicken wire.